WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood dopamine hacker. We're diving into something super crucial today. That elusive beast known as work-life balance. Let's be real. Juggling deadlines, personal goals, and life in general can feel like trying to juggle flaming bowling pins on a unicycle. You ever get that feeling? But hey, guess what? We're not just going to talk about the struggle, we're going to hack it. Now, before you picture me with some weird gadgets and circuits, let me clarify, this isn't about robots or magic tricks, though wouldn't that be cool? This is about using your brain power, your awareness, and a few simple strategies to create a work-life balance that actually works for you. First things first. Forget the myth of perfectly equal halves. That 50/50 split isn't realistic, especially if you're passionate about your work or have family commitments. What truly matters is finding a rhythm that feels sustainable and fulfilling for you. So how do we get there? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Define your non-negotiables. What are the absolute essentials in both your work and personal life? We're talking about those core values, priorities, and commitments that you can't compromise on. Maybe for you, it's spending quality time with loved ones every evening or carving out an hour for creative pursuits each day. Pinpointing these non-negotiables will be your guiding compass when setting boundaries and making decisions. 2. Master the art of time blocking. Ever feel like time slips through your fingers faster than sand? Well, grab hold of it. Seriously, schedule specific blocks in your day for both work and personal activities. Think of it like pre-booking your calendar for a gym session or a dinner date with friends, except this is for your brain power and your well-being. 3. Become a boundary boss. This one's crucial, especially in today's always-on world. Learn to say no gracefully to protect your time and energy. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your car without asking first, right? Treat your time and attention with the same respect. 4. Unplug and recharge. I know social media, emails, notifications, they are like digital sirens calling us back in. But trust me, your brain needs downtime to truly recharge. Schedule regular breaks throughout the day to step away from screens, take a walk, listen to music, or simply do something that brings you joy. You'll come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle more. 5. Celebrate small wins. Work-life balance isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfection. It's about finding moments of harmony and celebrating your progress along the way. So whether it's finishing a big project, having a fun evening with friends, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee in the morning, acknowledge those wins and give yourself credit for making things work. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're wrapping up your workday feeling accomplished, not drained. You head home to a relaxing evening filled with laughter, good food, and quality time with loved ones. You wake up the next morning feeling energized and ready to tackle the day. This isn't just some fantasy land, it's the reality you can create by implementing these strategies. Remember that friend who always seems to have it together? The one who's both successful in their career and radiates joy and fulfillment. They probably have a solid work-life balance routine in place. And guess what? You can too. It's not about being superhuman, it's about making conscious choices, setting healthy boundaries, and prioritizing what truly matters to you. So, my dopamine hackers, I want you to take action today. Choose one key takeaway from this episode. Maybe it's scheduling that time block for personal activities or practicing saying no more often and implement it right away. Share your wins with me on social media using #dopaminehacker. And remember, creating a healthy work-life balance is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Keep experimenting, keep adjusting, and keep hacking your way to a life that feels truly fulfilling. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.